that you found the same recipe in the latest Pet Milk cookbook called Delicious Wholesome Meals for Two or Four or Six, and have discovered the charms of a wonderful filling. Well, if you have your one-up on me, I haven't.
Oh, yes, but you're about to, John Cole, and you know it, so you needn't pretend to be so abused.
All right, baby, Taylor.
And now good morning to everyone in my nice audience. If you could look into this Pet Milk kitchen through your loudspeaker, I know you'd think that the stuffed vanilla wafers I've been putting together look mighty festive. The creamy yellow filling, bristling with coconut, certainly has a come-yither look. And Mr. Cole has fallen for it in a big way. He's reaching for a second one now with a look on his face that makes you think the first one just hit the right spot.
It did, and the second and third will too.
Well, now let me give you the tested recipe. So easily make stuffed vanilla wafers out of four grocery staples. Vanilla wafers, marshmallows, coconut, and pet milk. Like all pet milk recipes, this one will have both the directions and the amount of the ingredients listed in the order in which you use them. Ready? Then write down first, melt over boiling water. Melt over boiling water, 2 tablespoons butter. 2 tablespoons butter. Blend in, 2 tablespoons flour. 2 tablespoons flour, 1/8 teaspoon salt. 1/8 teaspoon salt. Stir in slowly, 1/2 cup pet milk. 1/2 cup pet milk. Cook until thick and smooth. Stirring constantly. Cook until thick and smooth, stirring constantly. Then add 16 marshmallows. 16 marshmallows. Continue cooking while stirring until marshmallows are melted. Continue cooking while stirring until marshmallows are melted. Remove from heat and fold in. Remove from heat and fold in 1 1/2 cups shredded coconut. 1 1/2 cups shredded coconut. Cool thoroughly. Spread on flat sides of spread on flat sides of 18 vanilla wafers. 18 vanilla wafers. Cover with 18 vanilla wafers. Putting flat sides of wafers next to filling. Cover with 18 vanilla wafers, putting flat sides of wafers next to filling. Make ample for 6. Now, when you use that recipe for stuffed vanilla wafers I've just given, don't think that mixture of melted marshmallows and pet milk is too thin. It will be quite thin when you first take it off the heat. It should be just as soon as the marshmallows have melted. When the coconut is stirred in and the filling cooled, as it should be, it will be just right to spread on the vanilla wafers or on graham crackers or some favorite plain cookie you've made yourself. By the way, if graham crackers are your preference, you need to know that you have filling enough for only 24. Yes, 24 graham crackers, rather than the 36 vanilla wafers mentioned in the recipe. That number of vanilla wafers is based on the size in which most of them come, 2 inches in diameter. Because there are smaller ones, I suggest that you buy your vanilla wafers by weight. And 6 ounces, yes, 6 ounces, will give you just enough vanilla wafers to come out even with the filling. For the shredded coconut in the stuffed vanilla wafers, you need 4 ounces. That's 4 ounces, which is the exact amount that a can of coconut holds. Of course, you can use bulk coconut if you prefer. To get just the 16 marshmallows required to make the filling for stuffed vanilla wafers, you need to buy only 1/4 of a pound. Yes, 1/4 of a pound. And there's another tip about this very useful recipe. If you have young daughters who have reached the stage when they want to cook, let them try their wings with stuffed vanilla wafers. Besides being a perfectly fail-proof recipe, the cookies it turns out are most wholesome food for them to eat. Not too rich or too sweet. Made with whole milk and containing a surprising amount of that. What could be more perfect for youngsters? The whole milk in these stuffed vanilla wafers is, of course, pure, safe pet milk. Used in its double rich, undiluted form, just as it comes from the can. If you're thinking that a cup of cream would have just about the consistency of undiluted pet milk, and you could use that in its place without making the spread too thin, don't forget that cream is far from being whole milk. And that's what pet milk is when it comes to supplying the food values which have earned for whole milk the reputation of being nature's most nearly perfect food. That 1/2 cup of undiluted pet milk in the stuffed vanilla wafers supplies the food value of 1 cup of extra rich whole milk. But obviously you couldn't put 1 cup of ordinary milk into this filling. That would make it too thin. And if you used 1/2 cup of ordinary milk in place of 1/2 cup of undiluted double rich pet milk called for in the recipe, you would be making the filling far less wholesome. Not only because it would contain less than half the important whole milk substances, but because it would have practically none of the sunshine vitamin D which pet milk puts into it, because all pet milk is irradiated. Which means that it is enriched with this priceless vitamin that growing children must have to help make their teeth and bones grow properly. Just think of being able to give your family some of the vitamin D they so much need in delicious food. Well, with my very best wishes for your great success with my stuffed vanilla wafers, I must leave you until next Tuesday when I'll be found on the station to which you're listening now, ready to demonstrate a brand new dish that's especially nice for parties. Daylight saving time will be over on next Sunday night, and the return to standard time may make a difference in the hour when you'll be hearing me next Tuesday. So check your newspaper, please, for the exact time of my next Tuesday demonstration. Until Tuesday then, goodbye.
I herewith and before witnesses pin the blue ribbon on Mary Lee Taylor's stuffed vanilla wafers. Just bring that dish on the next guest you have, and your reputation as the best cook in your town will be undisputed from then on. And be sure to send for the latest pet milk cookbook, Delicious Wholesome Meals for 2 or 4 or 6, which contains this useful recipe and 70 others for equally good food. To get a copy of this collection of balanced menus and tested recipes, just write your name and address and the word cookbook on the back of a pet milk label. Mail the label to Mary Lee Taylor, in care of the station to which you are now listening, or to her in care of Pet Milk Company, St. Louis, Missouri. If you have a baby or a small child and don't have a copy of Better Babies, just add the word baby book to the back of the pet milk label you're sending for a copy of the latest pet milk cookbook. And you'll receive a book about babies that will satisfy your desire to know why babies thrive so remarkably well on irradiated pet milk. Doctors all over this country have put their baby patients who need milk from a bottle on irradiated pet milk. And the results they've obtained have made a sensation in the medical world. If you have a baby, ask your doctor about feeding him irradiated pet milk. Without any hesitation, he'll say that irradiated pet milk is perfectly pure and absolutely safe. As safe as if there were no disease germs in the world. He'll tell you, too, that pet milk is more easily digested than ordinary milk, and that the extra sunshine vitamin D it contains is most valuable for your baby. And now a final reminder that on next Saturday night, your pet milk program, the Saturday Night Serenade, will again bring you Mary Eastman, Bill Perry, the Serenaders, and Gus Henson and his orchestra. And on next Tuesday, you can be hearing another of Mary Lee Taylor's radio demonstrations of better food made at lower cost. Now, since we'll be through with daylight saving time when Mary Lee Taylor broadcasts next Tuesday over the station to which you are now listening, do look at your newspaper for the exact time of her interesting and helpful radio demonstrations that morning. John Cole wishes you good luck and good health. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.